Hello and welcome to the official podcast, Marketing Showcase. We are here at the Utilita Bowl in Southampton. My next guest is Leanne Johnston, but I'm going to let her introduce herself and what she does.
So my name is Leanne Johnston and I'm the founder of AffiverseMedia.com. We are an affiliate and performance marketing agency and media company, and we also have a training program where we train people to become affiliate managers as well. So we do a lot of things. I've been in the industry for almost 22 years, so pretty much when the internet began, I was a young thing and I was learning all about it. And I really love affiliate and performance marketing because it combines people with digital performance. And to me, that's just the sweet spot to be in. So you've got like SEO, you've got social media, you've got paid. I just absolutely love affiliate because it's really relationship-led. And it's a good place to start if your budget is small and you want to do big things. So, I love it. Absolutely love it.
So when I think affiliation, it means connection with things. Yes. So explain in a dumb way what affiliate marketing is.
Sure. So affiliate marketing is basically referral or partner marketing. So you as a brand, you've got your website, but you can partner with other people that have got websites that have the same similar audience as you, and they then refer customers to your website to purchase a product or a service, and they earn a kickback or a referral commission. Okay. And that's basically the main thing that affiliate marketing is. It sounds very complex, but it's actually very easy. So if you think about, if you've ever looked for insurance and you've done a comparison on moneysupermarket.com, every time you find the product that you want on moneysupermarket.com and you click the button to go and purchase, Money Supermarket earns a percentage of whatever it is that you purchase.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying they have got an affiliation with all of those different insurance companies.
Correct.
And they were a kickback if they advertise and have them on their site.
Yes. Oh, because customers search for products in very different ways now. So you don't go direct to a channel. You're always going to do a review of a product or service. You'll maybe have a look at price comparison sites. And then you'll go and purchase the product or what. So all of these referral partners live between the journey of when you start the search you're looking for to when you actually buy the product. And affiliate marketing is everything that sits in between.
Okay. Now, we talked about insurance. Is there any other examples you can give us that we would see every day?
Yes. So, for example, I wanted to buy a pair of hair curlers for my hair. So I started the journey on TikTok because I wanted to find out which hair curlers are the best ones to purchase. And there was a whole bunch of influencers on TikTok that were promoting different products, from GHD to lots of other brands. And then I decided, okay, I'd found the product that I liked because it had all of the adjustments. So then I went to a review website on Google. And I wanted to find out about what best hair care curlers are. And I had a review site that put all the different curler brands together and showed me what all their components were and what their price point was. Then I decided I was a little bit cheap and I wanted to go and get the hair curlers on a discount. And I went to a discount voucher code site and then I purchased from there. So in that journey, there were three steps that I took in order to purchase that product. Each one of those people were pushing me further down that sales funnel.
Yes.
And then eventually I bought the product. Yeah. So how affiliate marketing works is that it will track all of those instances. And at the point when you convert, that's the person that gets a percentage of the commission sales. So the hair colors that I ended up buying were about £200. I thought in for a penny, in for a pound, I might as well get a good pair. Yep. And I probably, that commission for that product was probably split through those three different people that actually pushed me down the channel. And so affiliate marketing is really just tracking that customer journey and apportioning commission to bringing that customer to the site, because I didn't buy those hair curlers on GHD.com. I went to Top Cashback. GHD is now paying Top Cashback for bringing me that customer that wasn't there to GHD in the first place. That's just pretty much what it is. It's just leveraging all of the partners that are in your ecosystem to drive your customers to your site to convert.
And it's effective, right? So I wrote something a few weeks ago on LinkedIn about collagen, because collagen is everywhere. And we should be drinking it in bucketfuls.
Yes.
Now, there are famous people, Davina McCall, Emma Willis, lots of people you can see. Now, this might not be what you do, but do they have regulation?
Yes, there's a lot of regulation.
Yes.
There's a lot of regulation around advertising and affiliate marketing and what you can and can't say. And there's regulation both in the UK and in the US as well. So often you'll get on TikTok and you'll see there's a whole lot of text underneath the ad that tells you this is a paid-for ad. If you purchase using my click, you're going to you know, I'm going to be earning commission. So there's a lot of regulation around advertising standards. There's regulation around what can and can't be advertised to certain age groups for certain products. Yeah. And there's a lot of brand protection as well. So a lot of brands will work with their partners to only allow them to say certain things or only allow them to show or display certain pictures or images. And really, it's the tracking solutions that manage all of that, the compliance and the tracking of the sale and the apportion of the commission as well. So it's very regulated.
Yeah. How do we find you and get in touch?
So I live on LinkedIn, so you can just look me up on LinkedIn, Leanne, and it's spelled L-E-E hyphen A and N, very unusual, Johnstone. And yeah, just come to our website. And if you're interested in opening up an affiliate program or you want to understand how affiliate marketing can help your business, pretty much every industry in the world has it. So if you're thinking about it and you want to find out if it's right for you, just get in touch with us and we'll tell you whether it'll work or not.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.